Hey everybody, welcome to episode 4 of the Citrus College Clarion Podcast, where we cover the top headlines in the Clarion newspaper located at Citrus College. All stories discussed can be found on ccclarion.com. Today's episode is from issue 15 of the Clarion. I'm your host, Alex Lomeli, and I am a freelancer for the Clarion. I am joined today by my co-host, Ryan Thompson.
How's it going, everyone? This is Ryan, and I'm web editor for the Clarion.
Today, we will be discussing the articles, Keep Your Seat, History of the Pledge Should Make Your Knees Weak, Opinion by staff writer James Duffy,
and Campus Safety Improves Alert System App by social media manager Erica Capitain.
We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance protest. The history of the United States prompts some Americans to reconsider the Pledge of Allegiance. Staff writer James Duffy argues the Pledge of Allegiance should not be practiced, particularly on campus at Citrus, highlighting the violent history of the United States towards indigenous populations and modern militaristic endeavors such as those in the Middle East. Duffy argues no one should stand for the flag and states a college campus is no place for such a practice. So, James Duffy wrote this opinion article that was published, mm-hmm. and he says that the standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance is anti-intellectual, and he references student government president Fernando Flores. He doesn't place his hand over his heart and associates students of Citrus College meetings. He does this because he feels, and he's a Latin American, mm-hmm. and he does this because he feels resentful towards the history of the United States. Mm-hmm. So that's a form of protest that some students and people have been taking recently.
Yeah.
And Duffy goes on to argue that he says it's unnecessary in meetings such as the ASCC board meetings or the Board of Trustees meetings. Also in a club council meetings, he says that there's no reason to pledge to the flag if you're talking about a bakery sale.
I actually did notice that. I went to one of the inter-club council meetings. We did a Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning to start it off, and it really put me way back into elementary school or middle school, because we don't do that before our classes now, because there's no place for it. I mean, to do it there is, it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, and but also college campuses don't necessarily require that. At least Citrus mm-hmm. College doesn't necessarily require you to stand up during the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
And I think that's something to consider as well. Most elementary schools do require it. At least mm-hmm. I remember when I was growing up, we would have to stand up. Did you have to stand in your
Yeah, I did do it in my elementary school classes all the years I was there.
You're right. And I think these type of things, although there is a lot of bad history with the United States, mm-hmm. someone could argue that these things also invoke unity inside a nation. And sometimes that's good because being proud of a country invokes some sort of sense of community and belonging. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as people say, you know, a better community is better when it has a stronger cohesion.
Yeah.
And something like having a symbol to represent a community, I think, is good. And in this case, but also you could also say that, you know, a lot of countries have done bad.
Yeah.
So it comes to this point where do you start telling people from countries, oppressive countries or militaristic countries, that you shouldn't be proud of your country because of its past? And it starts getting complicated because a lot of countries have committed atrocities, and there's definitely that argument to be made. So maybe one of the solutions could be, should we change the flag altogether? Mm-hmm. Should we just change the symbols? Or should we just recognize our history and move on and make the flag stand for something else?
Or change what we say in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, mm-hmm. the fact that it says under God, that's already a little bit of a sensitive subject to be putting in a Pledge of Allegiance that's representative of a country.
I'm glad that you mentioned that under God, referencing that phrase, because mm-hmm. there have been lawsuits in the past, one particularly in 2005 in Sacramento. And I'm referencing a CNN article that talks about that. A parent was offended that under God was part of the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah. So he took it upon himself to take that school district to court because he didn't want his daughter hearing that. Mm-hmm. And they identified as atheists. And what goes on in the courts pretty much determines what people say in the Pledge of Allegiance. And that's happened before in the past. And he lost the case.
Yeah.
That happened again also in Massachusetts mm-hmm. in 2014, reported by CBS News in Boston. Chief Justice Roderick Ireland is quoted in an article saying, although the words under God undeniably have a religious tinge, courts that have considered the history of the pledge in the presence of those words have consistently concluded that the pledge, notwithstanding its reference to God, is a fundamentally patriotic exercise, not a religious one. So mm-hmm. that's something that some judges argue, and that's what the courts now deem as it's not religious, it's patriotic.
Yeah.
And that's something that James Duffy also mentioned in his article. He said that it's unfair to people who don't believe in God or people who don't believe in those types of faithful practices. And I think James's article talking about people speaking up and not putting their hand over their heart, for example, like Fernando Flores. It also kind of ties back to what's going on in today mm-hmm. as well, because just recently on Wednesday, the NFL made a new policy change saying that all athletes on the field during the Star Spangled Banner yeah. are required to stand up and not kneel. Wow. And that's something that they just decided. And it's a new policy. And Reuters reported that the policy permits teams to choose to stay in the locker room during the national anthem, but calls for fines and punishment for any mode of disrespect. So if a player doesn't want to be on the field, they have every right to not come out in the Star Spangled Banner or the national anthem. But if you're on the field, you're required to stand up. And I think that kind of comes back to they almost have the authority to do that. But is it a suppression of free speech? Because students like Fernando Flores yeah. and anyone else on the ACC board, they have the right to not do that if they're doing a Pledge of Allegiance.
True.
So,
I mean, I think the way the NFL does it, or how they just instituted that new rule, I think that's great. I think to allow the player to either stay in the locker room or go out on the field and not say you have to participate, but just that you have to stand or anything like that, I think that's great. I think how it is at Citrus College, where you're kind of feeling like you're getting singled out, like I'm sure for Flores, he's probably fine with it now, but it does put someone in an uncomfortable position to have to stand and do something differently than everyone else around you and have people be aware of it and notice it. I think it's really weird to single people out just by having that.
And do you think it's a bad thing, you're saying?
Yeah, I think it is a bad thing. How
to protest against it?
No, I think it's a good thing to protest. I think it's a bad thing that we even have a Pledge of Allegiance as a ceremonial aspect of our club meetings, of these student government meetings. I think that's not really the place for those types of things.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I think we covered that pretty much. Let's move on to your article.
Okay, yeah, sounds great. Campus safety at Citrus College has begun updating the Citrus Alert System app. The app is actually being updated to allow warning alerts to be sent to students' social media accounts, which I think is really cool. Of course, there's already, you know, stuff like Amber Alerts and everything like that where it'll go through a text message or a phone call. But I think the idea of it going to your social media, since so many people are looking through social media consistently anyway, I think that's nice. Whether it goes to your social media or as a text message, you're still going to see it. But it's still a cool idea. I like it.
Yeah, especially now that they're invoking something like this. It's kind of good because there are a lot of concerns about safety on campus, especially mm-hmm. recently with the mass shooting, unfortunately, in Santa Fe in Texas yeah. a couple weeks ago. So I think it's good that these type of alert systems exist because,
definitely,
you know, things like that can happen. And obviously they can't either. But yeah. it's interesting to see them create systems like that.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. It's a good thing they're going to update it like how they are. Specific to students at Citrus, if you want to use the app, you would have to register. And in order to register, all you would have to do is log on to your Wingspan account. And once you're on there, you'll click on the personal information tab. And then there'll be a section under there that says Citrus Alert contact information. You'll just fill out those fields. And once you've done that, you just download the Guardian app and that's all. You'll be registered. You'll be able to use all the features. And actually, I was really impressed with the features it does have on here. Besides just setting yourself up to receive alerts, they have a panic button feature where you'll hit the panic button and it'll alert campus safety that something is happening. It'll alert them to your location. So it's kind of like a car alarm, but on your phone. That's really nice. They also have a text-a-tip feature. So if you see something suspicious going on campus, you can either send a photo or a text message to campus safety. You can also send it to administration. And then there's also a set a safety timer. So with the set a safety timer, it's pretty cool. You'll set a timer, and once the timer is up, it'll send a notification to using a text message to someone you know, letting them know, hey, can you give me a phone call or something like this, just to have the person confirm that you're okay. So it's like a reminder to your mom, your dad, whoever, to check up on you.
I think that's really interesting, these features of the mm-hmm. app that they're going to implement. The only thing that concerns me
yeah.
is they're telling people to register on your Wingspan account, And as from my experience, there's a lot of students that don't even check their email to begin with. So I wonder how they're going to tackle the approach of getting students on board onto this. Because if it's already tough enough for a student to open their Citrus email, you're telling them to go and register on something. And I think it'll be interesting to see how many people actually register. But I think something like this is good because there's a lot of, especially you have night classes or there's more suspicious behavior going on or there's more potential for it. You know, people have their own stories about it. And we covered it in a previous episode about hashtag Me Too, the hashtag Me Too movement.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's really cool to see these kind of applications come out. It's just a matter of how many people actually sign up for it.
Yeah, I think the process of signing up won't be like terribly hard. In the article, it did mention that the registration is a little bit clunky. I think just getting the word out about the app is going to be the hardest part. I think not many people really know about it. I think that downloading the app, registering, all of that, that'll be somewhat easy, but everything else will be like just getting the word out about it and having students actually use it, because that'll make it the most beneficial. If everyone has the app, then everyone can help create a kind of system to keep each other safe. But if anyone has any questions or you need any assistance regarding the updates, you can call Campus Safety at 626-914-8611. And the email is campussafety@citruscollege.edu. All right, well, I think that's all we have for you guys for this episode.
That concludes this episode of the Citrus College Clarion Podcast. Again, you can find all articles we discussed on ccclarion.com. Do you know about something that Clarion should be covering? Email us at contact.ccclarion.com. We'll see you next episode.